Orange County Transit Board approves labor contract with maintenance workers. Orange County Transportation Authority board members approved a new contract with its maintenance workers this week, ensuring that public buses keep running in the county. OCTA board members voted 13-1 to approve the contract during their December 12 board meeting after Teamsters Local 952, the union representing the maintenance workers, ratified the contract over the weekend. Vice Chairman Gene Hernandez dissented, while directors Don Wagner and Patrick Harper were absent. The two sides entered a tentative agreement last week after the union held a 96-hour strike in November, forcing a shutdown in bus service. The contract gives the agency's 150 maintenance workers an annual 5% raise over each of the next 3 years and includes a $1,250 signing bonus, according to OCTA officials. Mark Murphy, OCTA chair and mayor of the City of Orange, said in a statement December 12 that the two sides were able to compromise during negotiations. "We are excited that both sides were able to work out differences, find common ground and keep our buses running for the tens of thousands of people who rely on OC bus to get to work, to school and other important destinations," Murphy said. "This contract rewards our maintenance employees for the great work they do." Local 952 Secretary Treasurer Eric Jimenez said healthcare was a key issue in negotiations in a December 13 statement. "Was a big part of why we decided to strike," Jimenez said. "If we had accepted OCTA's offer, our members would have seen healthcare costs rise by possibly hundreds of dollars a month. We remained committed to a fair cost-sharing plan throughout negotiations, and we were able to achieve significant savings on their healthcare." Jimenez said union members unanimously voted to strike last month after efforts to reach out to state mediators failed. The union's previous contract with OCTA expired September 30. The new contract will run through 2025.